Sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to an episode of Sex and Happiness. And this is my first episode that's on video. Woohoo! And my guest today is an awesome person, and he deserves to be my first guest on video. His name is Baba Dez, and some of you may know him. He's been on my show before, but not in a very long time. But we work together now, so it's only fitting that we should do this show together. So, Dez, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you, Lori. It's a joy to be back on.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, okay, so we're broadcasting between Copenhagen and Phoenix, Arizona, which is very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, and so a couple things I want to ask you. I want to talk about some of your newer focuses, but first I want to talk a little bit about your vision. First of all, how did you get the name Baba Dez? Because some people don't know that. So let's just start at the very, very beginning.
Well, my birth name is Robert Nichols, and growing up, my friends called me Bob, and when I moved to Hawaii, my friends called me Baba. And then my power name, through my shamanic work and going out to the desert and doing a lot of journeys, my power name is Desert. So Baba Dez is basically short for Bob Desert.
I love it. It's great.
And when I sold my supplement companies back in 2001, I was going back into teaching and I needed to create a new website for my teaching. The URL that was available that everybody liked with my friends and everything was Baba Dez. So I grabbed the URL Baba Dez, and that became a new entity for the work that I do. Baba Dez.
Awesome. Yeah. So now we're going to get right into the work that you do. Thanks for sharing that. So I feel that you're a visionary. Like, I feel that you have a huge vision and that the things that you do, maybe not always, but now in the last 5 years, 10 years, the things that you do serve this overall umbrella kind of vision that you have. And it has something to do with healing sexual wounding, but it's more than that. So you want to speak to that a little bit? Like, really, what is your vision for the world? And what is it that fuels you?
Right. Well, for me, basically all my life, it's one of the things I realized growing up in this world is, you know, what is the human condition? What is our divine human potential? And how do we really live the most extraordinary life together, of course, in love and ease and peace and happiness? So really what my vision is expanding the field of love on the planet.
Okay.
And supporting the evolution of humanity. And I feel that we're evolving into a place where war and separation and pain and suffering are just they're things that as we step into more consciousness and more mastery as human beings living on Earth, that we really we can lessen, and we really don't need war. We don't really need, it's not something that's really supporting humanity, war and separation and pain and suffering. So it's about expanding the field of love on the planet.
Okay. And then what blocks the field of love on the planet is, for the most part, in most people, it's some kind of sexual wounding, or it's some kind of feeling of, I know that you're a lot into the divine masculine and the divine feminine. So there's like an imbalance there. And that's what would cause people to go to war, or people to feel like they don't have.
If you look at life this way, that if we were all born as individuals, we were born to the most amazing man and the most magnificent woman in the universe, and that those were our reference points for masculine and feminine, and that we were born to the most amazing man and woman in the planet, in the universe. And they were the people who taught us about life and love and living and how to be an empowered human being. We would all get downloads and we'd get information and we'd get lessons and we'd learn how to live in a field of love. We'd learn how to live in a field of mastery. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And virtually none of us got that.
So I don't think so.
What my work is about how do we, even though we're, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, whatever we are, how can we go back shamanically and actually rebirth ourselves and reparent ourselves so that we come from a very solid, secure, empowered background as human beings, and from those reference points, live life from a place of love, freedom, and power.
That's awesome.
So that's really the premise of the work that I do and the work that we do in ISTA to support people to heal all that wounding, all that pain and suffering and separation and confusion, and come all the way home to a very empowered place around living life in love on planet Earth.
So it sounds like really what you're about is us embodying what we didn't get. We embody that for ourselves. And once we take that on and we have the sacred masculine and sacred feminine within, which should have been provided by our parents, but wasn't provided by anybody's parents pretty much, then we get to live really guilt-free, shame-free. We get to spread love on the planet instead of, I'm needy, I need you to do this. Oh, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back.
Sure.
Now
sure.
Let me throw a bomb and like that.
Yes, that too. And then also, there's all the things that we had to do as kids to get love, to get attention, to feel we were safe with our parents, with our families, with our communities and in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we learn how to embody a deep sense of ease and safety, and we're not doing things and we're not acting out in a way from our wound where we're trying to get love and freedom and acceptance and power and all the affection and everything we need. And we actually come from a place of where we're actually self-initiating, self-fulfilling beings, self-activating and nurturing. Then from a place of fullness, what we're really wanting to do is wanting to realize, okay, who am I as a soul? Who am I as consciousness? What is my heart's desire? What is the truth of my being? And how do I really want to live? What is my unique expression? And can I live my full unique expression free from all the programs and rules and things that we've had to do to be accepted and to get along and to be okay?
Yeah, that's a very empowered position you're talking about. I mean, to me, I've always felt like if people were sexually free, they couldn't be controlled. But to get sexually free, it takes something. Like it takes doing all the work. It takes doing the emotional release pieces. It takes reconnecting with the divine masculine, the divine feminine, getting all the stuff and the wounding out of the way so that we can move forward and say, okay, I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. I'm creating this.
Exactly. And to really know ourselves all the way, to really know our bodies, to know our hearts, to know all the way to the core of our beings and our bellies and our souls, consciously know who we are and how we want to express. So, if we're living our truth and we feel that our truth is to be a celibate being, then we're living a life of celibacy, or we're living a life of monogamy, or we're living a life with multiple lovers, or whatever it is, because it's really the truth of who we are, and we won't be shamed.
Yeah.
We won't buckle to the peer pressure of anybody telling us how we're supposed to be in order to be loved, in order to be acceptable, in order to be okay. And now it's just a matter of what's my truth and how do I live that way? And if we're living our truth, then we're loving ourselves. We're living in ease, whatever that looks like. And I think really it looks differently for everybody, and it looks different at different times in our lives.
Sure.
So if we can live free of all the pressures and the programs and just really authentically show up for ourselves and express the love that we are, then we can just accept ourselves, and we can accept other people that are being authentic to themselves. And nobody has to be a certain way so that I can feel okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's the epitome of self-responsibility. Let's take a short break right here, and when we come back, let's talk about what is ISTA, what it is, what it does, why did you form it. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Baba Dez. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show. We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And today I'm interviewing Baba Dez. And right now we're going to talk about ISTA. Now let's go back, because you mentioned ISTA, and a lot of people who are listening or tuning in right now may not know what ISTA is. So it's International School of Temple Arts. And so you want to say a little something about that? Like, how did you come up with that notion? And then what is ISTA doing on the planet? Because it's doing planetary things.
Sure. So what I realized is that there's a series of teachings that are quite ancient. And there were things that were taught in the schools and the temples thousands and thousands of years ago. The goddess temples and the temples of the earth and the temples in Egypt and the temples in the Celtic regions and the temples of Native America and the temples in Hawaiiana, the temples of Huna, the tantric temples. I mean, every culture had its temples, and these were places where people came together, where there was commerce, where there was healing, where there was education, where there was celebration. And the temples started to disappear from the earth between 2,000 and 4,000 years ago. Hmm. And the reason why the temples disappeared was because there was a tremendous power play. And the power play was wanting to undermine the temples, because the temples were empowering people, and empires and religions wanted to basically create people to support them. And you couldn't have a bunch of people following you if they weren't in their power. So empires and religions, basically, if we disconnected people from their core and instilled guilt, fear, and shame in them, not just sexually, but in every way of our life,
yeah,
then people could be very easily manipulated to serve an empire or a religion. And the temples of old were about empowering the individual to keep the community strong, as opposed to sacrificing the individual, compromising the individual so that they could be good workers, they could be good slaves, they could be good serfs, and basically follow direction from the control of an empire or a church.
Right.
So,
or a pope or a priest or somebody.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we've seen how this has played out over the last couple thousand years. And and before, if you were in opposition to an empire or in opposition to a church or a religious authority, you would be persecuted, you would be killed, you would be enslaved, you would be hurt. And so people's fear made them adhere to those rules. And now in 2014, even though the threats aren't there and the torturing and the punishment and the fear of death isn't there, it's been conditioned into our neurological pattern over thousands of years so that most of us don't even realize that we're selling ourselves out so that we can basically do the bidding of not just empires and religions anymore, but also corporations. Corporations are kind of the new empires.
Now. Yes.
So how do we really reclaim our power and live our life as empowered beings and not succumb to the direction of corporations, empires, and religions?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, okay. So coming back to the Temple Arts, so we take ancient practices. We also incorporate modern psychology and modern practices that we know we need to be empowered human beings to be free of that kind of tyranny. And so what the International Schools of Temple Arts says, we'll take everything that's ever existed in the history of humanity from the ancient and modern temples, arts, and tools to support and empower human beings. So that's what the International Schools of Temple Arts are about. So whether it's from the realms of modern psychology or from ancient temples or from
shamanic studies,
whatever it is, what is it that supports power, supports love, supports freedom, and how do we integrate these things into our being and learn about these things and basically let go of everything that doesn't serve us? Everything that undermines love, power, and freedom so that we can have healthy, happy relationships and families and tribes and cultures and basically create manifest heaven on earth. That's really what we're here to do as we evolve into our love and power is to create a very different reality on the planet where people's needs are being met and everyone's living together in ease.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So that's what this is. So practically what that means is we're pulling from people from all around the world, from different schools, whether it's Kabbalah or shamanism or the tantric arts or modern psychology. And we're saying, come and let's share ideas. Let's look at our tools and processes. What's serving people? And the thing that's kind of the flagship of ISTA is a week-long immersion experience called the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Experience. And what the whole premise is, if you could take a human being who is unconsciously enslaved in the enculturation of this world, and you could actually create an experience and immerse them in it for a week, what would you share with them? What's the information and the practices and the experiences that would deliver them to a place where they totally understood who they were and what's possible as a human being, and to really get a taste of what it means to live in love and in power and in freedom. And so that's what the week-long level one ISTA spiritual sexual shamanic experience is. It's that experience. And it's such a tight container and so safe. And what we're doing is we're honoring people's sovereignty, handing them back their power, and you can do the entire week. You know, people are always afraid of doing something that's sexual or spiritual or shamanic or tantric or something, and that they're going to have to do things that they really don't want to do. And the whole thing in this week is you can do the whole week without ever taking off your clothes, without ever touching another human being. And we actually celebrate that choice.
Yes.
That nobody ever has to do anything that they don't want to do.
Yes, it's very powerful. It's very, very empowering. And, of course, I'm excited about delivering it.
I've been telling you about this for years, and you actually said, okay, let me check it out. You did the experience a couple months ago, and how was that for you?
It was awesome. For me, I've been recorded as saying this already. For me, it was delightfully surprising. I thought that I knew all the material backwards and forwards inside with my hands tied and myself blindfolded. And what happened was it wasn't that the material was so new for me. It was the way in which it was delivered and the sequences, and also that you really delivered. I mean, we dealt with people's fears. We dealt with people's blockages. Some of the most impressive parts for me were we would be having a session and then you gave some very interesting tools, very simple tools for emotional clearing. And what would happen is if somebody would get upset during a session, they'd just go off to the side and take care of themselves and then come back and go, okay, I'm back. And we didn't have to stop class because somebody was in drama. We didn't have to deal with every issue that could possibly come up. I loved that. I loved the idea that people could just take space, take care of themselves, didn't have to leave the room, didn't have to get processed, and then just come back and be right back into it, having never missed a beat. That was like my favorite thing. The other thing was that there was a lot of room for individual differences. Like nobody had to be on the same page. There were people in there like myself who were experienced teachers. I've been teaching for a really long time. And then there were people there who had never in their whole life experienced anything like this. They came in, you know, scared and shaking, like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Just like what you just described. And by the end of a week, they were like, blossomed into their power, blossomed into their voice, like being able to express unabashed at, you know, anything, being able to. So I love that a lot. I love the sequence of things. I really love the sequence of things. And I said this to you and I'll say it to you now on air. That is, you role modeled a divine masculine space, like one where it was safe for everybody to be who they are and feel protected in the space. And we talked a lot about that, how for many of us, our fathers were absent. Either they were working all the time. In some cases, the family was divorced. And so it was like a split family. In some cases, people never knew their father. And in the whole world, that seems to be an epidemic. And so what you provided in that space was the strong, safe, masculine that people felt safe to be able to express themselves. And then I saw that in the following week and it was modeled by other men. So there's something about that that everyone needs to take back for themselves, whether their father was present or absent. And even if he wasn't there for most of the time, it's the feeling of I'm safe. I'm in a safe space and I can now provide that anywhere I go and for anybody. So I love that. I mean, that was just, that was my biggest takeaway.
That said, we're going to take a short break right here. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about the ISTA training, which is really the flagship of the International School of Temple Arts and what is being created here all over the world. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Lori Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers. Only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 11th to the 18th. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853.
That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and today I'm speaking with Bob Adez about ISTA, the International School of Temple Arts, and very specifically we're talking about the ISTA Level 1 training, Spiritual Shamanic Sexual Training. It's awesome.
Well, you know, Laurie, I was so grateful that you showed up because I meet so many wonderful speakers and educators and quite masterful people who are running their own events and workshops. And the whole idea behind ISTA is yes, do your own thing, but then come in and co-create with other peers of power and learn how to share power and co-create something that's really quite unique and bring your gifts and tools to this field. And I'm going around the world and I'm really wanting to support the people of brilliance to kind of work with other educators to also share their gifts, and we can share our gifts with each other. And I just want to really acknowledge you for your willingness to just show up and to have the experience. And my feeling is that what we've all co-created together over the years with this experience is quite unique and quite powerful. And I know that you were able to see that and get that because you already had a lot of it. But you know, this is the culmination of so many people's input over so many years that have so much mastery. And it continues to evolve and become what I feel is the most cutting edge experience that any human being could give themselves to really deliver themselves into their power and to let go of duality and really step into a place of a deeper love and a deeper presence and a deeper consciousness. So I just acknowledge you for your willingness to get that. And I love how you came up to me after the event. You just said, "This is amazing. I'm in." And I said, "Lori, I know how amazing you are. I know that you can do this, which you can. And now you're going to do it." And so you just stepped right into faculty.
Absolutely.
And I celebrate you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my ulterior motive was that I do so many things alone. I didn't want to work alone anymore. And I feel like you're laying a groundwork around the world that's very necessary around the world. When I came into this sacred sexuality paradigm, let's say, there was so much competition. I mean, there was so much competition between every single practitioner, and that's already years ago. And there weren't that many people doing it. And then more people did it. More people did it. And then people started getting backbiting and so nasty to each other and so competitive. You know, that's just really not my thing. I really want to work with other people, and I want their gifts.
Yeah.
I want to give my gifts to them, and I really don't want to compete with them. I want to be on the same team.
You know, Lori, it's really ironic that there are so many amazing educators and healers and teachers around the world that are teaching love, and yet they revert back into very immature behavior with the competition and the fear. And it's always really been very a deep concern for me. And so, you know, my shout out to everyone around the conferences and these trainings and other educators is, you know, we need to be the role models. We need to embody that healthy masculine and feminine archetypes within ourselves and show people how to share power and how to support what it is we're really about, which is transforming consciousness on the planet and bringing in a field of love. And yet, if we don't do our own work as educators and we're not able to actually share power and show that, then there's something missing. And I think this is the authenticity. This is the embodiment piece. And this is where I challenge so many other people around the world, because it's almost like, especially the ones that have developed some kind of success, you know, it's like, I've developed success. I've developed my name. I've developed my brand. And, you know, I'm not going to support anybody else's thing, you know, so it goes into that competition thing. And it's really a very immature masculine that does that, rather than, you know what? I don't care about being right. I don't care about my brand. All I really care about is increasing the field of love on the planet. And am I willing to share power and support my brothers and sisters that have a gift? Because there's billions of people around the world that need this love and support.
Yeah.
There's lots of gifted educators, especially new people that are new to the field and of the what I call the younger generation. And I'm all about giving them a hand up and a hand and supporting them to deepen in their mastery so that they can they can do what they're here to do rather than being stifled and by people who are more established and are trying to keep the young up and comings from knocking them off their pedestal or something like that. It's ironic.
Well, that's the old paradigm that we just spoke about, you know, like when there were the temples, people didn't act like that. But then when there was religion, governments, corporations, people act like that because that's the paradigm that's presented to us.
You know, I think it came in more with the empires and religions and corporations. But I think what was happening in the evolution of consciousness and humanity was, I think there was an element in the temples where there was some of that. And that's why the temples, basically, it was the shadow aspect of the temples, where even in the temples of old, there was some hierarchy and there was some competition. And I think it was their own shadow that basically created the external reflection of them being destroyed. Mm. And if they had done their shadow work, they would have had that in their consciousness. And so I don't want to go back to the days of the temple.
No.
I want to go forward to the new idea of who we are, and that the temples start here, and that the reflection is radiated by the places that we meet together. And I think that it was a necessary part of our evolution to feel the darkness of the dark ages and where we're at right now with all the war and the competition and the fear between religions and all the ideology, to realize that it's all nonsense. That really it's about love, and it's about life force energy, and it's about, you know, the people call it God or goddess or divine or whatever that higher power is that is actually animating all of the universe, that we can actually bow down to and realize that we're actually a part of it, and there is no separation. We're all a part of it. And how do we actually support ourselves and each other in love and that ease and that peace?
Well, I feel like we create that, and I feel like we create that with each other, yeah, us. I don't think it's out there. I think it's in here.
Right.
What am I creating with you? What am I going to be devotional about? I'm going to be devotional about the connections and supporting the love, the growth, the flourishing of human beings. So I like it.
We're going to take another short break here. When we come back, we're going to give you information on how to find out about what exactly it is we're talking about and how might this apply to your life and how you can get enrolled.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
For weeks now, you've been hearing me talk about the Erotikos Film Festival and my film Beyond Dinner winning the award for the best short film. And you've been hearing me talk to all these guests that I met while I was there. And you haven't heard that much about the dinner, although in the show I did with Dr. Ava and Nancy Sutton Pierce, we did talk about what was in my film. I want to let you know that the film is about a ritual dinner that I invented called the Gate Dinner. Gate means beyond in Sanskrit. And it's a very sensual 8-course dinner that starts with the forbidden, starts with dessert, and leads its way back around to other foods. But all the foods in the dinner are very, very sensual, very beautifully prepared, and the presentation is amazing. And in this dinner, aside from everybody projecting themselves through a meditation that I do to their highest self, having had boundary exercises prior, the men rotate around the table and they feed various goddesses, all the goddesses that are around the table. And even if you come there with a partner, the partner lets go, doesn't take things so personally, lets the partner rotate around and have a sensual experience with each person that's participating. In this case, it would be men having a sensual experience with different women and then working their way back to their original partner. If this piques your curiosity and interest, I want to let you know that these dinners are now available to you wherever you are in the United States. And what you need is 20 people who would like to participate, and you can get in touch with me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com if you'd like to host a dinner like this in your part of the world. I would love to come to your and offer one of these dinners to you and your friends. And I know my chef would love to come too. Also, Antonio Tiggs, who you've heard on the show as well, would love to come and paint your servers. So your servers are all gold or all silver or what have you. So we have a little entourage that would like to come and make this such a memorable event for you. Please get in touch with me if you'd like to hear more about it and talk about the details. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We're back with Sex and Happiness, and we are frothing at the bit to tell you how you can find out about this training.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how people can find out about it. So, there's a website, because there's trainings all over the world. Let me just name a few places.
Okay.
We have trainings here in the United States. We have one coming up in Phoenix. We have another one coming up in Massachusetts still this year in 2014.
Yes.
You have something in Ireland.
Yes.
You have things in New Zealand.
Next week in London.
In London, okay.
And outside of London.
And Greece. Something in Greece next year.
Something in Greece. There's something in Berlin. There's another training in Israel. There's another training in Hawaii. And there's more trainings being scheduled in Copenhagen or in Scandinavia next year. We're looking at trainings in Turkey, in Japan, all over the world. And they're just going to become more and more and more, because this is really what humanity needs now. And I feel like what we've got it to the place where it's evolved, there's enough faculty to where people are going to start hearing about this. They're going to start witnessing each other and the amazing transformation that happens to this week-long experience. And very soon we're going to see trainings that are overflowing with people and assistants. And I'm very excited about what that's going to do to the collective consciousness on the planet.
Me too. Very excited. I can't wait. So now let people find out about it by going to schooloftemplearts.org.
Yes.
Okay, and that's where they can find the complete schedule. They can find the faculty. They can find my profile there, your profile there, and a whole bunch of other wonderful people's profiles there.
Amazing individuals. We've got a rabbi from Israel named Ohad Israhi and his wife, and Bruce Lyon from New Zealand, and Janine McDonald, and Triambika from the States, and
Crystal Dawn Lawrence Lanoff.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Barnes. There's so many amazing educators that are quite gifted in this work. And there's more and more coming in, too. Some people that I'm talking to now that are meditation teachers, yoga teachers, spirituality teachers, sacred sexuality teachers, consciousness teachers, teachers from the realms of psychology. And it's such a beautiful co-creation that's happening. And I'm really excited about how the field is just expanding all the time.
It's awesome. So people can plug in a few different ways. One is that they can come and they can participate in 1 week training. And if they're lucky, they can participate in 2 weeks of training. They can do level one and level two.
Yes.
And then they can choose, and they don't have to have any prior experience, and they don't have to come with a partner, and they don't have to be straight or gay, or they can be anything they want.
They can be any kind of human beings they want to be. It's just about saying, hey, what are the pieces and tools that maybe I didn't get? And what are the pieces and tools that I got that I can celebrate and maybe take deeper? And what is it that I need to know? Like, is there anything missing for me to understand what it means to really step into a field of love in my own being and to manage my emotional energy, understand how I can use my life force energy to actually consciously magnetize more health, more abundance, the kind of relationships we want, the right job, all those kinds of things.
Right.
It's not a mystery. It's really our birthright. And it means if we're empowered beings, we can have all those things. And the level one is about getting a good taste and understanding of who we are and how to do it. The level two is for people who realize, hey, I want to live in the field of love. How do I anchor this all the way deeply in my being and hold it without forgetting, without losing it? Because it's really about consciousness.
Right.
That when we lose consciousness, we step back into the old paradigm of pain and suffering, of being a victim, of not understanding who we are. So level one is getting the taste and getting the tools to navigate the territory of life. Level two is about living there, anchoring there, and embodying it. And then the level three training is for people who actually goes, you know what? I'm living here. I'm embodying it. And now I actually want to hold a point for others to show up in love. I want to be either a community organizer or an event organizer, or I want to be a faculty, or I want to be a practitioner. And I want to actually interact with people and invite them into this deeper level of love and consciousness that we're all co-creating on Earth.
Beautiful.
So it's the one, there's the two, there's the three. You know, I think it's enough for most people just to come and do the level one and at least get clear about what is possible as a human being and get all the things you didn't get when you were conceived,
little.
You were born, when you were little, when you were a child, and when you were a young adult that we didn't get and we didn't hear and we didn't experience with our primary caretakers or our parents.
Yes.
I think it's absolutely essential that anyone over the age of, you know, depending upon what country you're from, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, if you're a young adult and you're ready to become adult, that this is a must-do event for anybody who really wants to understand what it means to be a fully functional adult human being on Earth.
Beautiful. If you're in arrested development, so you're still at 15 when you're at 30 or
sure.
40, so then the invitation.
And most of us are.
The invitation is there. The invitation is there. So you can plug into this pretty much anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage everybody listening to this to do it because it's off the charts wonderful. It's really off the charts wonderful. You will open up in a way that you don't now know is even possible, but you could be longing for it and you just don't even know where to look.
To get filled. Yeah, and it's so simple. I mean, if you're living on this earth and you're upset about something, if you're upset about starvation, if you're upset about cruelty to animals, if you're upset about war, if you're upset about any human condition, come and do this event because it's the inner work that transforms the outer reality. And we are powerful beings. We are powerful manifestors. Our thoughts and our emotional energy propel the external reality of what we perceive. And so any loving being, it's your duty and responsibility to step into your power and start shifting consciousness on the planet. And that starts right home with you. And so the invitation is please come check it out. You won't be disappointed. Thousands of people have done this event already. It's going to start moving into the tens of thousands, and I don't know of anything else that's out there that can deliver what we can deliver in a week and really support people in their integrity, in their sovereignty, and in their love and their freedom and their power.
Awesome. Give us 1 week, just 1 week. Great. You can find us again at schooloftemplearts.org.
Right.
And you can find out more about these trainings. Well, Des, thank you so much for being my guest today. It's my pleasure to have us on the screen.
Thanks, Lori. I mentioned for a moment that actually my website was just updated.
Okay.
And maybe easier for some people just to remember Babadez, BABADEZ.com. There's a link to the ISTA website, to the School of Temple Arts website, and the calendars and things are also linked to my website. So I'm happy with the job that the web builders did. And of course, you can go to Lori's website as well.
ButterflyWorkshops.com. And also, you can find us on Facebook. And
that's right.
We have very active groups on Facebook. There's a huge ISTA community on Facebook, and you're welcome to find us that way as well.
Just search ISTA community, I-S-T-A community, and just go to that page and hit join, and then you'll be tied into the worldwide community of people who are expanding the field of love on the planet.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, I almost forgot to mention that I have two new websites, which will give you free videos and 20 free tips on relationships and sex. You can go to AskLauriHandlers.com or SexAndHappinessInAMinute.com. Please check them out. They're brand new and they are loaded with new information.
This is Laurie Handlers signing off for Sex and Happiness. I'm thrilled to be seen, not only heard. And this is my cameo performance with Dez. So it's wonderful. Okay.
Next show, my guest will be Crystal Dawn Morris, a person that I'm co-facilitating the ISTA Level 1 training with. You don't want to miss that. She's got plenty to say about the training as well. It's really the finest. See you next time.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to ButterflyWorkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to know.